Being blind for God. A man and his family are driving to Walmart in the pouring rain. The man drives into the Walmart lot and sees that it is packed. He drives up and down a few rows of parked cars, and there are no open parking spots in sight. He starts to feel anxious and upset, and he gets frustrated. And pretty soon, the only open spot he can find is in the very back of the lot, and those spots are quite a ways from the front door. The man finally lets out a grumble and a yell and says, "God, if you find me a spot in the front lot, I will go to church each week and change my ways." Just then, the man turns the corner in the front of the store, and right in front of him is an open parking spot. The man quickly turns into the spot, smiles from ear to ear in pride, and says, "Never mind, God, I found one." The Gospel of Mark introduces us to a variety of characters not seen elsewhere or ever mentioned again in the New Testament. Bartimaeus, the blind man, is one such example. We have not been told of him in any other story prior to this in the Gospel of Mark. And after this brief episode, we will never hear of him again. Matthew and Luke will tell different versions of the story, but each are built on Mark's account. It's as though the reader or the early community would have known Bartimaeus as the blind man who sat begging on the road to Jericho. From the way the story is told, Bartimaeus certainly had heard of Jesus. For upon learning that Jesus was on the road, Bartimaeus immediately cries out. His behavior is judged by those present as uncultured and undignified, not worthy of Jesus or his followers. The response Bartimaeus receives is one that we might expect in polite society. He is shut down. We can almost hear the reprimands. Nobody wants to hear a shrieking blind man calling out for Jesus. Let Jesus and his followers pass in peace. Stop making a scene. Bartimaeus will have none of it and cries out all the more. It's as though nothing else matters but Jesus and the power that he has. In an exchange comparable to Jesus' interaction with James and John in last week's gospel, Jesus asks him point blank, "What do you want me to do for you?" Here again, we might ask ourselves, how would we respond to Jesus' question? Face to face with Jesus and his direct question, "What do you want?" How are we to answer that? We recall how James and John answered. They wanted glory. They wanted to sit at either side of Jesus in his kingdom. But Bartimaeus responds quite differently. He simply wants to see. For him, not one of the 12, not one of the chosen from the beginning. There is no grasping for power, glory, or authority. Bartimaeus clearly wants to be made whole. Jesus' response and Bartimaeus' healing is immediate and simultaneous. His sight is restored, and he follows Jesus. Perhaps surprisingly, we never hear of Bartimaeus again. He is now a true disciple, a follower of Jesus. And his faith response to Jesus is a model for us. Perhaps even a better model than the brothers, James and John. The blind Bartimaeus cries out to Jesus, not asking for physical sight, but for compassion. Bartimaeus recognizes that his need for God's grace is far more important than his ability to see. Ironically, this blind man sees the compassion of Jesus that many of Jesus' seeing disciples do not recognize. Jesus responds to him out of deep compassion, the same compassion that Jesus has for each one of us today. In our busy lives, we may become blind to the people and things that bring real joy and meaning. In the many demands on us, we may no longer see possibilities for doing good things. We work hard to change a situation to our favor and to justify our own self-absorption, our lack of compassion, or avoidance of anyone unpleasant. The refusal to accept responsibility for our actions or inactions. The blind Bartimaeus' cry is our prayer. Master, I want to see. To see with the human heart, to grasp the spirit, to follow in God's wisdom. At times, we can think of the 12 disciples as superheroes. The stories told about them in religion classes or homilies can make them seem like true examples of faith. Today, we hear about another disciple, not one of the 12, but a follower of Jesus nevertheless. It's not an accident that the story of Bartimaeus follows immediately upon the story of James and John. In each story, Jesus asks, "What do you want me to do for you?" That question is asked of us too. Will our answer be like the brothers who want to dominate the system for their own glory? Or will our answer be like the blind Bartimaeus who seeks merely to see? Though the brothers James and John were called by Jesus from the beginning, it seems that Bartimaeus has a better self-understanding of real discipleship. He is more humble and less elaborate than the real disciples. Bartimaeus, about whom we know very little, serves as a prime example of true and heartfelt discipleship. Which type of disciple will we decide to become? As a closing thought, I wanted to share a brief reflection that was shared with me. Imagine you and I get to heaven and God says this to us. Before I laid the foundations of the earth, I thought of you and of the days that you would live on earth. I planned out the people and the places I would give you. I laid out the neighbors and your workplace, the places you would attend school and your family. I laid out enough days to do all the good works that I proposed for you, and I equipped you with all you would need to accomplish those purposes here. I filled you with my spirit to encourage and remind you to lead you. I gave you my word so that you know me and what to do. I gave you people to run with you and people who needed me. My most loved child, let's talk about how you did. With that in mind, let us leave today with one simple question in our hearts. What do we really want for Jesus to do for us?